What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I'm your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. Today, I'm going to spend a little time with the fellas. Fellas, what is self-care? By definition, it is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. While this info I'm sharing today can apply to all men, I'm speaking from my own vantage point as a black man. Men of color statistically have less access to medical and mental health. Where do we go? What do we do? When do we know it is time for self-care? With that, I have 15 steps you can take to implement self-care. Let's get going. Number one, go to the doctor. If you haven't been in a while, just bite the bullet. Get checked out. The number one reason men age so poorly and die sooner is that they don't go to the doctor until it's too late. Back in 2011, I was half-heartedly taking care of myself. I hadn't had a doctor's visit in probably 2 years. I put on a lot of weight. My stress levels were just through the roof. So on February 25th, I woke up in the middle of the night and had some serious chest pains. I was losing my breath. I just couldn't breathe. So I struggled to make it to the hospital. As I'm pulling up, I'm fading. I'm nearly passing out at this point. The doctors get me stabilized, and it was discovered that I had a 90% blockage in one of my main arteries. Yep, it was a heart attack. It was a huge wake-up call for me. I started focusing more on my health, and it forced me to get a checkup at a minimum of every 6 months. Number two, exercise regularly. Now, I'm not saying you got to live in a gym, but you could benefit from just 30 minutes of regular exercise activity. 30 minutes, just 30 minutes a day can make all the difference in your mood and your mind. Also, it's been proven that 40 push-ups a day can minimize the risk of a heart attack or even a stroke. Number three, tackle what you've been putting off. We find time for the things that we want to do, but we never find time for the things that we have to do. Procrastination isn't just about being lazy. It's often about fear, perfectionism, or feeling overwhelmed. Accomplishing those tasks can clear up your mind to think about the things that are more than likely nagging you, and it will create space for the things that you really want to think about. Number four, spend time with the ones you love. Studies have shown that the people who focus on relationships tend to be happier. It reduces stress, anxiety, and can lead to a healthier lifestyle. So spend time with your kids, your parents, your significant other, or hey, even just hanging out with your boys. Number five, discover your why. What are you really meant to do? It's never too late to discover your purpose and your passion. Bishop T.D. Jakes once said, if you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion, for your passion will lead you right into your purpose. Number six, laugh more. Whether it's rewatching one of your favorite movies or repeat episodes of Martin, laughter can get you through some tough times. Laughing improves your mood, it stimulates your organs like your heart and your lungs, and over time can improve your immune system. Number seven, develop a growth mindset. Challenge yourself to try new things. This can help you develop your potential, unleash your greatness, and get you out of being trapped in your current abilities. This will also allow you to see things differently. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. So let's move on to number eight, which is have more sex. That is, if it's with your significant other or your wife, right? There's nothing wrong like worship, as we like to call it. Yes, it feels great, but a healthy sex life can lower your blood pressure, boost your immune system, and satisfy your lady. Nothing but wins in my book. Number 9, read books and or listen to your favorite podcasts. A good start would be to listen to the Double Edge Factor once a week. I'm just saying. But there's no downside to learning something new, expanding your vocabulary, or improving your mood. You never know what you have learned can open up a door and just be a blessing to someone else. And number 10, forgive and let go. This is a hard one I struggle with. Forgiving people and letting go of grudges can lower your stress, can improve your health, and it also makes room for growth. Here's the thing. It also allows you to begin that healing process from things from your past. Number 11, disconnect from social media. I'm not saying cut yourself off from the world, but you could use a break from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and all these other platforms. It will give you an opportunity to just engage in real life activities and do some of the things that you actually enjoy. Number 12, give. Whether it's giving time or money to a charity in need, there's no greater feeling than helping others. It could be something as simple as paying for someone's food in a drive-thru or volunteering at a place of your choice. There's no better way to be a blessing to someone else. Number 13, set goals and meet them. No explanation needed, right? Setting goals and meeting them are an immediate booster. Accomplishing those goals can allow you to live the life that you want to the fullest. Number 14, have fun. We take life so serious that we forget what it's like to truly have fun. So take a moment. Think about the things that you consider fun and just go out and make it happen. The idea here is to break up the monotony of your life so that you can live life just a little for a moment. And number 15, talk to a therapist. From my vantage point growing up, therapy wasn't something that we discussed in my house. Mental health, that was for them other people. We were taught to pray about it, be strong, and just push through. I can remember my first therapy session just a few years back. Man, I sat in that parking lot probably 20 minutes just debating on whether I was going to even go in or not. My hands were sweaty, and I kept hearing all of the things that I kept hearing all my life, you know, never show weakness and just man up, just get over it, right? So I want to paint a picture for you on what therapy actually looks like for many of us. It's not, you know, lying on a couch talking about your feelings. For me, it started with finding a therapist who understood the Black male experience. I got lucky. I found a Black male therapist who got it. He understood when I talked about code and code switching and things you had to do at work, different way you had to act, about carrying the weight of being the first or the only Black person in some professional spaces, about the exhaustion of constantly having to prove yourself. Some sessions we talked about generational trauma, like how systematic racism affected how we were raised. How that impacts on how we move through the world today. Other times we discuss the pressure of being a strong one. You know, that unspoken expectation in our community that Black men have to be unshakable. We have to be providers. We have to be protectors. We can never show vulnerability. And here's what I learned. Therapy for Black men often means unlearning. You got to unlearn that vulnerability equals weakness. Unlearn that we have to carry things, you know, everything all alone. Unlearning that generations of that just deal with it mentality. And it's also about creating new narratives. When I started sharing my therapy journey on social media, brothers were DMing me and they had questions. They wanted recommendations. They really just wanted to know that it was okay. That's when I realized that every time we speak about mental health, we're not just helping others. We're actually throwing down a rope to help others climb up too. So if you're listening to this, especially if you're a Black man considering therapy, know this. Taking care of your mental health, it's not weak. It's one of the strongest things that you can do. It's not about being broken. It's about healing, growing, breaking cycles that no longer serve us. Your story matters, my man. Your healing matters. And it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. Because at the end of the day, true strength, it's not about carrying the weight alone. It's about knowing when to let others help you carry it. Well, there you have it. My suggestions for self-care. So let's recap. Number one, go to the doctor. Number two, exercise regularly. Number three, tackle what you've been putting off. Number four, spend time with the ones you love. Number five, discover your why. Number six, laugh more. Number seven, develop a growth mindset. Number eight, have more sex. Number nine, read more books and or listen to your favorite podcast. Number 10, forgive and let go. Number 11, disconnect from social media. Number 12, give. Number 13, set goals and meet them. Number 14, have fun. And number 15, talk to a therapist. That is it for my 15 ways to practice self-care. You can implement one or implement them all. It will benefit you and those around you. So I want to sincerely thank you for riding with me, fellas. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. And let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. I will leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.